So good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Simon.
I'm sitting in this wonderful room with lots of hanging instruments. Can you tell us what you do?
I'm a sound healer. I'm doing sound healing sessions individual with Tibetan bowls, sound massage, and group sessions with the bowls and gongs and other instruments. And I also do sound healing with horses.
With horses?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we don't have any horses in here today, which just as well. But so tell me, sound healing, some people may not have heard of that. How does that work? What is the principle behind that?
It's a vibration. When I do a sound massage, the singing bowl is put on the body. The vibration does the massage and the sound is going into the body. And it helps to get the mind quiet.
Ah.
So it brings you here, now, me, in my body.
Right.
And okay. It's a very relaxing thing. And it can help sleep better, get better ideas for life, and sometimes help to lower pain as well.
Right, okay. And so how did you begin this work? How did you come across it and get involved?
It was on a well-being event, a day where I was a little sick with running nose and the head being itching. And I met a yoga master who had a bowl on his stand. And I was attracted by this bowl and I asked him, can I listen to it, please? And then he took the bowl and made it sound and went around my body and around my head and was feeling great. And maybe 15 minutes later, I was able to breathe free again and my headache was gone. And I was, wow, that's what I've been looking for my whole life without knowing about.
Wow, okay.
And yes, then I got my first bowl, very first one, the little one over there. And at that time, I was working as a music therapist in a home for disabled people. And I began to bring my bowls into my sessions to work with the... And the result was so stunning.
Really?
The group being more harmonized and more, yeah, more relaxed and, and receptive. And so... Each new bowl has been tested on this place and the workers there was so stunned about that they asked me to do a workshop for the working persons.
Wow, for the carers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how many bowls do you have now then?
Seven healing bowls and one little, I don't know if he... I think it's not a seven metal bowl, but I found it in a brocante, and so it sounds great, and it seemed to call me, bring me back.
Okay, so we'll hear some of those in a minute. So normally you go to people's homes and you take all your bowls.
Yeah.
So what can they expect? How does the session happen? What do you do?
First, we make clear if there are no contraindications.
Yeah.
And then first a big glass of water. That's very important because the sound is going and the vibration are going very deep into your cells, and as you are made from 70% of water, it's very important to drink before and after. And then I will choose the bowl we will use. It will be one of the three just behind you, the three big ones.
Okay, so I'm going to describe these. So the large one is what, 15 centimeters across, or
I don't know exactly. More? The last one I bought for the horses,
right?
But very often the horses prefer the one in the middle, and men usually prefer the big one.
Okay, so these bowls are, and they're made of.
These are seven metals bowls.
Right.
So.
Well, they look like gold. So.
Yeah, there is actually some gold in there.
Right.
Gold and silver and iron, mercury, copper, tin, and lead.
Wow.
And each metal is related to a chakra in your body and to a one of the main planets onto one musical note and so on.
Okay.
On the day of the week. And so the holy rule of seven they're using.
Okay. Well, I think it's impossible for me to describe them. They're beautiful looking objects. So I think the best thing is if we hear some of them.
Yes. When we choose the bowl, the client will take it on his hand and then we make the sound. And the choice you make, it's you feel the vibration, you hear the sound, and you feel if it's talking to you or not. Sometimes people say, oh, the sound is a little aggressive, so it will not be that bowl.
Right.
So this was the smaller one. This main tuning for this one is related to the heart chakra.
Okay.
But as they are seven metals, they will talk to all chakras.
Right. So that's the smaller, not the smallest, but the small...
For the massage bowls.
And for people who obviously can't see this, but that's like a small salad bowl size. This is quite large, this one. I guess it's... that's quite a large salad bowl size. That's a beautiful sound.
That's my favorite, this one.
I'm going to move the mic very close to it before you stop it. Okay.
And what I do sometimes when my head is too full, I put it into the big one and...
Ah, wow.
Big one here.
And then this one is really quite large, I'd say it's probably...
And very heavy as well.
Yeah, it looks it.
So on a body, I always work with this thing. And in a group session, we can make them sing. And when we have chosen the right bowl for the massage, then we got into the big one.
Okay, now this large
one... It's usually put on the floor.
On the floor. It's
so
big enough to stand in. It's, it's the size of a large circular sink.
Yeah, I think it's 45 or 50 centimeters.
Okay, yeah. And I'm sure this is going to be very, very deep. Oh, that's interesting.
And so with this one, we do harmonization of the four elements, which are earth, air, fire, and water. And in your body, earth will be all with bones and joints and muscles. Air is all what touches your spirituality, your beliefs. Fire, all you make, what you make burn and what you burn for, what you get enthusiastic about. And water, the fluids and the organs.
Right.
So we harmonize this first, and that's clearing the way the canal for the energy.
Right.
And then when we go on the table, the massage table, this is much more effective.
Okay. Okay. That's amazing. So now I see there are two gong type instruments that are hanging on frames. What do you use those for?
Those are used for group sessions, sound healing sessions. So we have two kinds of gongs. A moon gong was related to the female part, and the sun gong is related to the male part. Strange sounds.
Yeah, that's very good. So that was the moon gong.
Yes, and now comes the sun gong.
And it even looks like a sun. It's a beautiful flat disc of bronze coloured, gold coloured. That's great. That's fascinating. So we'll put details on the website and on the podcast of how people can contact you. How far do you travel to people to do sessions?
For individuals, around 30 kilometers from here. For horses, I think I'm the only one doing this with horses for now. So okay. I can go farther, but okay. I will charge for the driving. And group sessions, I can go on the department.
Okay. And just to be clear, we're in...
I'm in Pommeret-le-Vicomte, near Guingamp.
Near Guingamp. Okay, great. Crystal, thank you very much. That's been really, really interesting. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be very interested to find out more. And we'll put the details on the website.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.